Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day, build momentum, and better your life. Well, good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Our lovely friends at Merriam-Webster define people-pleaser as a person who has an emotional need to please others, often at the expense of their own needs or desires. And listen, we are social and emotional beings, so the underlying urge to make other people feel good and to be positively regarded is not only natural, but it's healthy. Paying attention to other people's needs and feelings is not only a great skill, but it's a critical one. It keeps us safe and healthy and connected, which is an important part to our quality of life. But somewhere along the way, us people-pleasing types lose the thread a little bit and we fall into the trap of tuning into everyone else's needs at the expense of our own. We decide that everyone else's issues are way more pressing than ours, and we tend to put ourselves on the back burners in our own lives, which actually ends up making us feel more disconnected, more dissatisfied, more depressed, and more resentful. But the point is, there is a difference between pleasing people and people pleasing. You are allowed to and supposed to be nice and to be kind and to be loving and to make others feel seen and heard. But you are also allowed to and supposed to actually draw the line at doing things for others at the sole expense of doing our own. As people pleasers, we tend to become overgivers, which can turn us into over-expectors, which often makes us feel over-disappointed. Because unfortunately, people-pleasing is one of those things that's fundamentally dependent on others. And as we know, anything that requires being dependent on someone else can bite us in the ass. But people-pleasing is typically a transactional dependency. Whether we're in search of validation, recognition, appreciation, or at the most basic level, acceptance. Using people-pleasing to achieve these things is not consciously manipulative, but that doesn't mean it's not still manipulative. The point is to manipulate how other people feel about you, which means, you get it. And that's not a bad thing necessarily. Obviously, it's okay to want to be liked. It just can't be at the expense of being your honest, authentic, and vulnerable self. So before jumping in to save somebody else or do something for someone else or even say yes to someone else, check in with your motivations. What are your intentions here? Are they really altruistic? Do you really want to help this person because you have the capacity to do so? And you want to just make them feel good and that's that? Go for it. But if you think it's going to make them like you more or you're expecting something in return, even something as simple as a thank you, you might be setting yourself up for a cycle of resentment because you're relying on and expecting someone else to be able to fulfill an invisible need. And while some things are more obvious, like saying thank you afterward, it's still an expectation you're putting on someone else to make you feel seen and heard after doing a service, which in turn makes it seem like that service was not as altruistic as we may have once believed. And don't get me wrong, confrontation is often the most terrifying thing. And I know my people-pleasing types can relate. So this type of cycle of resentment and expectation is best to avoid altogether. Again, there is nothing wrong with doing things to please people. In fact, I live for it. I'm a crowd pleaser. I love making people feel good. But occasionally, I do need to remind myself that it is a slippery slope from pleasing people to people pleasing. But the effects of that difference are astounding. And my favorite strategy to use to ensure that I'm not just people pleasing and I'm simply pleasing people is just forcing myself to take a minute to think. I'm bad about this. I'm an impulsive person. I'm a mover and a shaker. I see a need. I feel a need. I like fixing. I'm go, go, go. Or I'm no, no, no. It's one or the other. But the problem with this is it means I commit to things way before being actually ready or prepared or capable. It also means I'm more prone to start fixing things that weren't my issues to fix in the first place. So taking a few seconds to really consider if, one, I want to do this. Two, I can do this. Three, I should do this. It has really changed the game. And the more frequently you check in with yourself, the faster you get at it. And by being able to say, I want to, I can, and I should, makes it a lot more clear against the things that I don't want to, or I can't at this moment, or I shouldn't at this moment, which makes the slippery slope a lot less slippery. Research from verywellmind.com in an article I've linked in the show notes has found that even a short pause before making a choice increases our decision-making accuracy. So seriously, start integrating the practice of pausing just for a moment. You'll feel so much better about the things you're committing to. And you'll stop feeling bad about the things that you're not. I love y'all so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Bye, cutie.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford Tough, Built Ford Proud.